music means one man and one man only is here with us. The man with his own theme song, Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Steve, good morning, or I guess out there it's probably, what, dinner time? What time is it there?
Oh, past dinner time already. It's 9:37 here.
Okay. All right. So you're almost lapped us.
Taking me a while to wrap my head around this. The idea that, you know, I'm watching events in the morning that people are watching back in the States the night before, essentially.
Yeah, or the night after, actually. All right, so we're up to six medals at last count that I have. We're up to six medals, so we're still behind. Norway's number one, Germany's number two, and we're down like number five or six. Who else now has won medals for us?
Well, actually, you know, they run the leaderboard by who has the most golds, because that's the most first place win. So Germany is on top right now with four golds, seven medals in total. Canada is in second place.
Oh,
they just moved up tonight to with three golds. Then they have four silvers. Netherlands is in third. Netherlands has three golds and three silvers. And then the U.S. has is in fourth place with three golds and one silver. So it's early here. You know, these standings are going to change around a lot, but they technically what we have here is a three-way tie for second place, because there's three countries that each have three gold medals right now.
Interesting. All right, so it has changed. What are the great events coming up that we can look at America getting some more medals in?
Well, you know, today we watched Shaun White on the half pipe and snowboard just wow the crowd, and it was just a qualification round, and he just killed it. I mean, the guy's 31. He's been doing this since he's 7 years old, and he doesn't show any signs of aging or you know, having any problems. He said he feels as strong as ever, that it's just a mind game for him at this point. And in his second run in the qualification round for the men, he scored a near-perfect score, 98.50, and the crowd just went wild. A few hours earlier, Chloe Kim won the third gold medal for the United States for the women in the half pipe, the 17-year-old from California. And she just really just went all out. You know, she had it in the bag, and by the third run, she really could have taken it easy. But instead, she decided to pull out a very difficult move, not once, but twice. She did back-to-back 1080s, which means while she's in the air, she rotated a complete three times all the way around before her snowboard came back down, and then she won the gold medal. And here's what she had to say about that.
It hasn't really sunken in yet. You know, I'm still such on a high adrenaline rush, and I don't really know what just happened, so I need to go home and process everything, and I'll probably bawl my eyes out some more. But you know, this has been a dream of mine since I was a little girl, so just it being here and me being able to do it when it mattered, it feels amazing.
And Chloe Kim is the one that has a lot of attention placed upon her, because her parents immigrated to the United States from South Korea years ago, and they're here watching along with relatives who still live here in South Korea.
It means a lot, just being able to do it where my family's from, and a lot of pressure, but I'm happy I was able to do it here and do it for the fans and my family, and I think it was a really fun moment for everyone.
Yeah, she's certainly in the spotlight right now.
That's fantastic. She also sounds like she's not old enough to fly by herself. So apparently snowboarding is not one of those Olympic events that I look at and go, I could do that. I could do that. Curling is one of those ones that I think I can do. And we're out.
Yeah.
The guy who looks like the Super Mario brother, he's out.
Yeah, they didn't do so well. Team USA did not live up to expectations, the brother-sister team. So, unfortunately, we're not going to pick up a gold there at all, it doesn't seem like. So, they got a lot of publicity coming into these games because, you know, their brother and sister, and because, yeah, he does kind of look like Super Mario. But, yeah, they just, you know, had a tough go of it.
I know that there were some conditions in Pyeongchang that made some of the events difficult in the last few days. Just they got too cold and the weather conditions were not right. Have they changed, and how so?
Yeah, the temperature rose here in the mountain cluster today, and it got out of the single digits this morning, finally. And the wind is still a big factor here, though, but they expect that to die down in another day or two. And the temperature at the base of the mountains will be, you know, slightly above freezing. So it'll be a little bit better, but they really need that wind to die down. And this region is known for the winds, but they do believe they did run the Alpine, the combined today, which is a downhill and a slalom for the men. So they were able to run a downhill race, and they are going to do it again on Thursday. They have the men's downhill and the women's giant slalom.
You know, one of the features of the Winter Olympics that everyone sort of gets wrapped up in, not everyone, but there's a certain subset of people who get really wrapped into the figure skating. When can we expect sort of the main events for all of that to take place?
Well, we had the team figure skating already took place, and the United States won a bronze. Tomorrow, they start doing the individual competitions, so that'll be definitely something you'll see on TV a lot because it is very popular. You're right.
Yeah, people love their figure skating.
I do, ever since the day of Red Buttons. Wasn't that his name? Red Buttons. Wasn't that the big figure skater?
I don't know. I'm relying on you for this one.
Yeah, back in the day when I was a little kid, right? Mike McKay, that was his name. Yeah, Red Buttons.
Well, there you go. I don't think he's in the Olympics anymore.
No, I don't think he is either.
No. All right, well, Steve, really appreciate everything that you give us, all your updates. We'll keep checking in with you as you track the Olympics for us, and we're jealous that you're there, and hopefully you've updated yourself to the sleep schedule.
Yeah, you know, I'm 14 hours ahead of you. I wish that meant I could predict things for you and you could make money off of it by wagering in some way, but it's not working out.
All right, let us know how the stock market is when you get a chance. Thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, you got it. Take care.
Yeah, he would know that because he's ahead. So he knows how the stock market did already that day, right?
Exactly.
Is that how
that's
that works?
That's how time works.
That's how it works. 743 on WMAL.